Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, another edition of The Flip Side on your way for this Thursday, May the 24th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And great news, an old friend is back. Yes, Jeffrey Bennett's dusted off RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. It will now be a obviously portal where we will be posting specials every day. And if that URL is a little too long for you to bang out, you can always go to my website at robbienoel.com and just click on the banner for Republic Trading Group. Well, today was an interesting day, to say the least. And somewhat predictable for the shills over at CNBC. One point today, gold popped by almost $30. And on cue, CNBC had to obviously bring out the big guns and trash gold once again, just as they did the last time gold had a slight pop. They brought out Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, Bill Gates to trash gold as real money. Well, today they had a trot out Nourel Rabini and make the statement that gold is no longer a safe haven. It's king dollar. It's amazing how they do this on a regular basis. Those people are just as criminal as the folks at Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. But their job was to push the Dow higher, and they were successful. Dow closing up 33 points at 12,529. NASDAQ lower by 10, 2,839. U.S. dollar, the safe haven. Dollar index closed flat at 82.27. Crude oil higher by 22 cents, 90.88. And even though gold was trading at around almost 1580 this morning, they managed to kill it at the close, down $4.50 at 1558. Silver fared better, up almost a buck, almost touching $29, closed up 48 cents at 28.42. Platinum weaker by $7 at 14.24. Palladium weaker by 8 at 5.91. And yes, there's some bargain hunting going on in the miners. Once again, second day for the XAU showing green, up 18 basis points at 157.06. We'll have a lot more on the other side after these messages.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Thursday. Well, surprise, surprise, a few minutes ago, the CME announced that it was cutting margins for crude oil and gold. They cut the margins for crude oil by 13% and gold by 10%. Not sure if that's going to have any impact on oil and gold prices tomorrow. I don't think so, but obviously, the CME is looking for more customers. And that's the reason they lower margins. And when they want to manipulate sentiment in gold and silver, guess what they do? That's right, they hike margins. Now, because the folks at CNBC were so consumed with trashing gold today, they obviously missed the big headline. I mean, why quote the godfather of newsletter writers, Richard Russell, when you can quote a has-been economist like Nourel Rabini, who has been wrong more often than he's been right? But if you are prepared to trash real money, you get FaceTime on CNBC, because they are all consumed with the Larry Kudlow philosophy of King Dollar. Richard Russell had this to say uh, about the action in the Dow after yesterday's close. He says the Dow is down 14 out of 16 sessions. This is one you can tell your kids about. And still no collapse in breadth, and still no crash. The only thing I can make out of it is that a lot of people are standing their ground. After all these years following markets, sometimes I have the feeling I have seen everything, but not this time. Would you believe the Dow could go down 14 out of 16 sessions and the people would still be complacent? There are so many potentially various scenarios in the wind that my head is spinning. Last night, I noted that the Dow futures were down 55 points. I can't remember ever seeing a series like this in my lifetime. As a loyal American, I feel better if people were scared out of their wits. What's it going to take to scare people? Maybe the Dow going down to 4,000. Well, that's the reason Richard Russell will never be asked to make an appearance on CNBC. He can't be saying stuff like that. So let's deal with the real world here ever so briefly, shall we? As opposed to the fictional world that the folks at CNBC live in. And here's an interesting little snippet from the folks over at Zero Hedge, who have been looking at searches that people have been conducting on Google. Says the volume of searches for the phrase bank run has hit an all-time high, higher now than even during the peak of the Lehman Brothers moment. While English dominates the language choices, Europeans, Dutch, Germans, and French are extremely interested, as are the Chinese, but it appears that the Singaporeans are running the most scared. Followed by the Irish and Americans, with Germany a disappointing 10th place. Perhaps they really do care as much as everyone's bluff calling hopes. It seems the fears of real bank runs are becoming virtually viral. Not a good sign for the stability of the fictional reserve banking dependent status quo. Now, I bring that to your attention for a very good reason. And while CNBC is got Rubini on saying that gold is no longer a safe haven and the dollar is, they completely disregard this news. Mexico, Kazakhstan, and the Ukraine were very active buyers in the gold market last month. The Philippine Central Bank lifted its gold reserves by more than 1 million troy ounces. And these are figures given by the International Monetary Fund. The purchase of gold, particularly by the Philippines, is the largest reported addition to the country's gold reserves since Mexico bought 2.5 million ounces in March 2011. Mexico, meanwhile, added to its reserves in April for a second consecutive month. The central bank purchased 94,000 ounces of gold to take its official gold reserves now to 4.04 million ounces. Kazakhstan was a buyer for the fifth straight month. It added 65,000 ounces to its reserves, which at the end of April stood at 3.16 million ounces. Ukraine's central bank also reported additions to its stockpile with a 45,000-ounce rise in its gold holdings to 984,000 ounces. Turkey's central bank, which last year began to accept gold as collateral from commercial banks, reported a hefty 954,000 ounces increase in its reserves, bringing its reserves to 7.69 million ounces. Russia, traditionally a very active player in the gold market, added 3,000 ounces to its reserves, which stand at 28.8 million ounces. So here we have central banks around the world in far-off third-world countries increasing their gold holdings. But obviously, this is not news to CNBC. As a matter of fact, metals consultancy GFMS estimates net central bank gold purchases ballooned to around 430 metric tons in 2011. A more than five-fold increase on the previous year and the highest level recorded since 1964. I guess the finance ministers of Mexico, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, the Philippines, and Russia don't buy into Nouriel Roubini's theory that gold is no longer a safe haven. Maybe somebody should tell them they should be buying dollars. Speaking of which, let's report some real-life stories that are taking place at the vortex of bank runs, and that's Greece. interesting comment today by James Turk. As you know, folks in Greece, Spain, and Portugal have been withdrawing their euros from their various banks and depositing the euros into German banks. And they're doing this for a very good reason. Number one, they are searching on Google for information on bank runs. And I guess what they found wasn't what they wanted to see. We'll have more after this.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Thursday. So, as folks in Greece access Google to find out information about bank runs, they become very aware that if the new drachma is introduced, if Greece were to abandon the euro, they know that their drachmas are going to be worth 40% less than the euro. And so the Grecians are moving their money to German banks, just like the Spanish and the Portuguese. Now, each European state, as Jim Kirk points out, each European state has a national central bank, which contrasts to the U.S. monetary union, where the dollar circulates within the American states. If money moves from California to New York, there's no New York central bank to record the state's claim on people living in California. But in Germany, Germans know exactly where all the euros flowing its way are coming from on both an aggregate and individual basis. In other words, the euros from the pigs that are deposited in German banks, every bank knows the name, address, and nationality of every depositor. And as an example, let's assume that Nico transfers euros from his Greek bank to his bank account in Germany before Greece revalues its currency. Well, Nico thinks these euros are now safe. The question is, are they? What if the Eurocrats in Brussels decide that Nico was speculating with hot money that he transferred to Germany? Even though Nico was simply acting prudently, seeking what he thought was a safe haven for his life savings, which were held in euros, the Eurocrats could easily make the claim he was speculating because he moved the money out of Greece, his home country. So to put their words into action, the Eurocrats determine that, coincident with the Greek and relaunch of the drachma, all euros deposited in banks anywhere in Euroland by Greek nationals becomes a drachma deposit. Germany is saved because it no longer owes euros to Nico, but Nico's life savings are not safe after all. And the same thing could happen to one paddy and all other countrymen of the pig countries. There's only one way to seek safety from fiat currency: exit the fiat currency system altogether. And the only way to do that is to buy real, tangible assets. And Jim Turk gives Nico some advice. Nico, you should have bought gold. Early this morning, I read a depressing report on King World News. They were interviewing Nigel Farage. And he was talking about one of the many Greek tragedies that have unfolded with the austerity plan. And he mentioned that it wasn't so long ago that we all heard the story of the 77-year-old man who shot himself in the head outside the Greek parliament. Well, Nigel Farage tells King World News that recently a 60-year-old man and his 90-year-old mother leaped to their deaths because of financial despair. And then he goes on to add, but Eric, do you know that every day there are people that are literally leaving their children at the doors of Greek Orthodox churches with notes around their necks saying, we cannot feed or look after these children. Please take them from us. Now, this is taking place inside Europe. This is taking place inside a once great nation, the nation that invented democracy. See, what's happening in Greece today is it's on the edge of a total social breakdown. We'll have more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together.
Welcome back to the Upside for this Thursday. Nigel Farage speaking with King World News told Eric King, as far as the euro is concerned, the austerity measures in Greece if it's supposed to be the medicine is killing the patient. Yet the remedy that came out of Camp David last week and is coming out of European meetings in Brussels this week is we must pursue more of the same. In Greece, it is a desperate situation. He said he was arguing in Brussels that we've got to break this curse of the euro for the Greeks. We've got to allow their currency to devalue to where it should be on the world exchanges and try and restore some human dignity to the Grecians. A Greek pensioner this time last year had an old age pension income of 600 euros per month. That has been cut to 400 euros. And this at a time of increasing fuel costs and everything else. People in Greece simply cannot afford to live. The situation is absolutely dire. Something needs to be done. Sadly, amongst the Greek political class themselves, we are not seeing the courage and leadership that is necessary. I don't believe Greece has a future at all inside the euro. One of two things will happen. Either there will be some sort of terrible revolution that takes place in this country, or perhaps Germany and the others will expel Greece at some point after their general election that's coming up on June the 17th. But the bigger problem is Spain. I spoke to a very senior leading economist last week about this. He said if Spain goes, Europe on their own just will not be big enough to save those banks. It will require a massive global solution of some kind. And I'm not sure the will for that exists. I mean, after all, the Americans and the Canadians, the last time the IMF had a cash call to help the Eurozone, said, no, we're just not going to do this. Do we get to the point where we say we cannot go on bailing out each other and printing money forever, or do we actually see a series of big banks going bust? I don't think the banking system is now in the most... the banking system is now in the most perilous state we have seen in over 70 years. And obviously, Nigel had to speak about gold, and he had this to say about gold. This flush out in gold is what we've been talking about over the last few months in that short-term speculative market had gotten itself a little bit too long. We may get a cheaper opportunity to buy it, but I don't think people should be too greedy in terms of looking for the market to set back too much. I think it's important that everybody has a reasonable allocation of gold in their portfolio because, as I've said, we could be just a few months away from something that is really very scary. And if that happens, gold is going much higher. And so when you add up the various central banks that are increasing their gold reserves, and the statements of Richard Russell and Nigel Farage, you have to wonder about CNBC and its ethics. Well, it doesn't have any ethics. It's a pedal pusher for the cartel. It is beholden to the Federal Reserve. And their senior editor at CNBC, Laurie Spechler, who actually penned the article that was given much airtime at CNBC, Why Gold is No Longer a Safe Haven for Investors. And in large part, he got his motivation to write that article based on a tweet by Nurel Rabini. Nurel in his tweet said, gold down to 1562. Gold bugs hiding deep in their gold caves, pondering why gold isn't rallying in spite of the sharp spike in risk-off sentiment. When financial systems are stressed, money tends to flow to safe havens, which for some investors is gold. The reality, however, has been different. Money has been moving into the safe haven of the U.S. dollar, away from commodities, including gold. Well, Narelle, sorry to break this to you, brother. Gold and silver are not commodities. Gold and silver are real money. But you wouldn't know that, would you? Now, the other interesting thing that's taking place while nobody is watching is how U.S. congressmen and senators are itching for a war with Iran. And the other day, the Senate unanimously passed an Iranian Sanctions Act, upping the pressure in an effort to preempt the talks now going on between world powers and Iran. Now, these worthless individuals are doing nothing more than carrying water for AIPAC, as witnessed by this press release out of Washington from AIPAC. AIPAC applauds the Senate for passing the Iranian Sanctions Accountability and Human Rights Act of 2012, just days before the P5 plus one sits down with Iran. The unanimous passage of this bill signals the Senate's determination to thwart Iran's nuclear program. This bill will significantly ratchet up the sanctions against Iran and provide the Obama administration another tool to pressure Tehran to abandon its weapons program. Now, by passing this legislation last week, all Congress and the Senate did was pass on the AIPAC-sponsored agenda. The Israeli lobby is a cloud hanging over Iranian talks. Even today, as Iran talks reconvene, the notable Zionists in the U.S. Senate, Joseph Lieberman, Lindsey Graham, and John McCain, have an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal demanding that Obama accept nothing less than zero uranium enrichment by the Iranians, even though that train left the station a long time ago. And this is, of course, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu's position, which is designed to sabotage the talks, not advance them. I also find it of interest that the May 28th edition of Time magazine has a picture of Benjamin Netanyahu with a bold headline that proclaims BB King. It is amazing to me how similar CNBC and Fox News is at pushing their political agendas. It came as no shock or surprise to me this morning as gold was higher by $30 to see CNBC touting the Narelle Rubini story that gold is no longer a safe haven, the dollar is. And it's the same that goes for Fox News. You can always be guaranteed on Fox News that they will be carrying the water for U.S. Zionists. Whenever there is a requirement to have someone trash talk about Iran, immediately former Ambassador Josh Bolton shows up. And if Josh Bolton is not available, then they go to Dan Senior. And if Dan Senior is not there, then they go live to Israel with the U.S.-Israeli ambassador Dan Shapiro to peddle APEC propaganda that Iran is not interested in talks. They are just there to stall for time. And while they stall for time, they are producing enough uranium to make several atomic bombs. I mean, it's absolutely pathetic watching Fox News. And I swear, if you had to do a survey of the average Fox viewer, you would most probably find he has the IQ of a cadaver. How any semi-intelligent person could actually look at Fox News as a source of legitimate information disturbs me on a daily basis. Well, the same thing can be said for CNBC. Every morning I go through fits of despair as I flip between the channels of Fox News and CNBC. It's no wonder that more often than not I end up settling for watching Chopped on the Food Channel. As a matter of fact, I find watching Chopped on the Food Channel a more stimulating and informative than spending time watching the propaganda peddlers on Fox and CNBC. Now, this is not to say that MSNBC is any better or CNN. I mean, it's amazing to watch. And then, as we find out, what are the people most concerned about? Not only in America, but Singapore. They worried about bank runs based on Google searches. And I guess that's the biggest fear that the ruling elites have. And that's the word bank run. And that's probably the reason why you have seen almost no coverage of what is going on in Greece on Ground Zero. I guess they don't want to spook the people. Why tell the people the real story about what's going on in Greece and the Greek citizens and how desperate they are to wear 60 and 70 year old retirees are committing suicide and healthy 50 year olds are abandoning their children in front of Orthodox churches? I mean, it is without question information that the so-called media outlets want to keep away from the people. I'll deal with the real issues when we can confound you with BS. It's amazing this time that we live in and watch this all unfold. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But if Greece is any example, it's not going to be pleasant. And better take Richard Russell's words to heart. There's something going on out there, and it's not good. Take a break and be right back there.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Dum 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 do you are. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Only the lonely. Only the lonely. Only the lonely.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. Quick reminder. Republic Trading Group International website back up and functioning, and it will be a little different. Jeffrey may post news stories of import on the page if he deems it necessary, but by and large the website will be there just to advertise daily specials that we have at Republic Trading Group. And so I guess I'm going to leave you with words of wisdom from Richard Russell. Now, bear in mind, Richard Russell must be pretty close to 80 years old. And the reason he feels something airy about what's happening today is he says, what is happening is almost beyond analysis. I have nothing to compare it with. Now, this is a man of 80 years old who has spent his life analyzing financial markets. And he has nothing to compare it to what is going on today. But I think if you take a closer look at what's taking place in Greece and forget the hype and misinformation from CNBC, you'll get a good idea of what is highly probable on this side of the pond. And like Richard Russell, I have no idea when it could happen. It's not a matter of if it could happen, it's just a matter of when it could happen. You can find Richard Russell's comments posted on my website at robbienull.com. And also, just a quick reminder, if you want to see what specials we have at Republic Trading Group, just click on the banner. That's right above the Kitco banner. And who knows what Jeffrey's going to be doing to their website in the next few days. It's a problem with when you are a webmaster. You tend to tweak a web page on a consistent basis. Well, it keeps you busy. Anyway, my friends, stand by for Alan Watton cutting through the matrix coming up at the top of the hour. But never fear, tomorrow's my favorite day of the week when we'll be talking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. So, till tomorrow, my friends, see you, bye.